Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't gotta do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. Ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not gonna get no interview. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, ladies and gentlemen,
Grizzlies will be flying to San Francisco, where they will play Golden State on national TV Sunday for the eighth seed. It is done. Jeffrey, biggest Memphis regular season basketball game since ever?
Oh, gosh.
It's a there have been other momentous Grizzlies games. Just last year in the bubble, they played Portland for the right to go to the playoffs, right? But that was a play-in game.
Correct. It kind of existed in like a purgatory.
Yeah, we've had play-in games. We've had play-off games. But has there been a bigger regular season game ever? I'll tell you what. Jason Smith is going to be joining us here in a little bit. We will talk to Jason about all of this at 9:30 or so. Chris Harrington is going to join us at 10 o'clock. He's written an appreciation of Jonas Valanciunas and Dylan Brooks, two Grizzlies who certainly carried the load last night and have been tremendous all season long.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, guys who you wouldn't necessarily, they're not the glamour boys of this franchise, really, despite the sunglasses.
Yes, I think that's fair. They're certainly not the face of it.
They're characters.
Yes.
That's what they are. They're character
bit
actors,
players.
Right? Yeah. Well, they're not bit.
I'm sorry, bit actors.
Bits, too. They're role players. They're supporting actors. They're supporting actors. Bit would be too dismissive. But they're supporting actors. But they have been, in fact, hugely important this year. Hugely important this year. And were hugely important last night. We'll talk to Chris about all of that. And then who knows what the hell we'll do after that. It's Friday. And that was that was quite a night last night. And it looked iffy at various spots, did it not, Jeffrey?
Oh, most certainly.
It looked iffy at
the last 3 minutes.
But let me take you through my own personal night last night. I had some folks coming over to look at the puppies, and I was slightly distracted. And I was cooking a steak.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when I cook a steak, I'll either put the steak on the grill, or sometimes I pan cook the steak in a pan.
Okay.
Or sometimes I'll broil the steak. I can do any of those things to a steak.
You have options.
But last night, for some reason, I decided to sear the steak. I had a cast iron skillet to sear the steak on both sides, and then to crank the oven up to 450,
mm-hmm,
and stick it in the oven.
Yeah.
With the pan, the whole deal. I've never cooked a steak that way. How do you cook a steak? Always on the grill?
Typically, because my wife likes grilled steaks better. So typically what I do is I grill it indirect heat on the top rack, and then...
On the grill?
Correct, on the grill. Fairly low, like 300 or so, and then
really?
I meat thermometer, and then I reverse sear it.
Reverse sear it?
Yeah.
What's that mean? How do you do that? On the grill? All on the
correct.
Grill? Correct. Okay. Well, I've never done it like this before. I extracted the... Put on the, you know, whatever. I extracted the frying pan out of the oven, put on my mitt, and got the steak, and I started eating the steak. And then one of the dogs came over and started, the frying pan at this point was on the stove where the frying pan would normally be. And the was on the front burner, and one of the dogs came over and started sniffing at the. And I just said, you know what? I'll move the frying pan.
What's up here?
I'll move the frying pan to the back burner so the dog isn't tempted to whatever. So it's a frying pan. You can grab the handle of a frying pan. And I took my hand and I grabbed the handle of that frying pan.
Yep.
And freaking branded myself
because
it had been
in the oven for
15 minutes. Blazing hot.
Yeah.
I said all kinds of words that were, and then it went numb.
Yeah. Typically what happens when you burn yourself.
So then I went and grabbed some, I immediately thrust it under water and it's numb. I'm like, this doesn't hurt. This is okay.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
My hand, it turns out, was in shock.
Mm-hmm.
And why do burns hurt so much? Like, a cut, if you cut yourself, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever goes by, and then the pain goes away.
Mm-hmm.
I was cursing the heavens, and I tried to watch the Grizzlies game with my hand in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever took it out, it was just, and it started to blister.
Mm-hmm.
I have blisters all over my hands now.
Yeah.
And I with my left hand, that was my right hand. With my left hand, I texted the sports editor. I say, I may not be able to write tonight. Like, A, I can't think because of my hand hurts. And B, I can't type. My hand's blistering and just in agony.
Yes, and there was no one to dictate a column to.
Meanwhile, the Grizzlies themselves were struggling.
Mm-hmm.
They had their own struggles. Literally throwing the ball away willy and nilly. Just tossing it all the hell all over the place. It's funny because Pete and Brevin are like excoriating them or scolding them. Hey, you can't give them this confidence. You can't give a team like Sacramento confidence. As some dude named James, who I've never heard of, Justin, I believe.
Yes, Justin James. I was unaware of his existence. Yes.
He starts just dropping in threes, and you're like, oh, crap, I've seen this movie before.
Yeah.
And you are imagining that the freaking Grizzlies, they're not going to do it again. They did it against Detroit. They did it against Orlando. They did it when Golden State didn't play anybody. They did it when the Clippers didn't play anybody. These, oh, we got that one games, are never we got that one games. It is the craziest ass team I've ever seen. They go on the road and beat Milwaukee. They go on the road and sweep Portland. And then they lose to schlock teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that was last night. With all due respect, a schlock team. And my God, they go down 8 with 8 minutes left. They're down 6 with 5 minutes. You're like, holy, come on, Grizzlies. You're not going to do this. You're not going to make it. So you have to win a game against Sacramento Friday night before getting on a plane and playing, you know, basically Sunday morning. It's ridiculous. You're not going to do that to yourself, Grizzlies, are you? And you know what?
They didn't.
And it was right about now. I had some high-powered pain medicine from a previous, and I think you're supposed to throw those things away because of the addictive qualities, right?
Yes.
I forgot what it was from. Some procedure I had.
The knee?
No.
Is it the meniscus?
No, because this is 2 years ago. So I don't know what the hell it was, but I had some of the things that you hear about causing incredible addictive issues. I had some of those stashed away, and you're supposed to get rid of them, but I didn't.
Well, because you had to play through the pain.
And I took one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to be right. I took a shot. I took a shot for the team.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really kick in. I was still in agony.
I don't know if they're successful against burns.
So then it was suggested to me that because it had technically expired, maybe I needed some more.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking about this because addiction is real. Like, literally.
I did not take this as a joke.
I did take another.
I took this as a necessity.
I did take another one at that point. And so then right about, now I was not drugged up by the time Jonas did his Dr. J dunk. Can we hear the Jonas Dr. J dunk?
Brooks from the right side on the wing. Feeds it out Valanciunas. Valanciunas thought about a three. Davis closed out. Valanciunas drives. Jams with a right hand on Damian Jones. Oh, from Lithuania with love. Right at Damian Jones. Jonas. Valanciunas with a right-handed hammer.
It was quite the dunk.
Oh, yes.
And what did you make of what he was doing on the way back? He had his little hand like a goose.
Yeah.
And he was waggling his tongue. And he was feeling it.
So I took it as that was his like out of body experience. That was, you know, I mean, he just pulled it out like he's like, oh, it's like the scene with Ricky Bobby. Like, what am I gonna do with my hands? Like, I don't know.
He became Stro.
Yes.
In a brief Stro moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the game was still, but it was
Mile High Swift.
My the drugs started to kick in. Well, it could have been roughly when Kyle hit the three.
Bane up the left sideline, Brooks. Brooks, who's got 28 in the ballgame. He's 12 of 27. Left corner feed, Anderson. Three on the way. Bring it up. Put three on the board. Kyle Anderson is quickly becoming the clutch shooter the Grizzlies need down the stretch. 14 for Anderson. 5 of 6 from the field.
What a year. What a year. When Kyle Anderson can be counted on in that moment with everything on the line to bang in a corner three.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no doubt.
Oh, no, it was pure.
I didn't know. Like, in another year, I would have thought maybe it was the drugs that I was doing that was doing this to me.
Yeah. Am I actually watching this? Yes.
No, it was real. It was Kyle. That is who he has become.
It was real and it was spectacular.
It was real and it was spectacular. Now, I didn't feel any woo-woo. Like, I didn't feel... I didn't feel any... There was no joy. It wasn't like a wild magic carpet ride I was on. It wasn't like, woohoo, this is the most fun I've ever had. I was just groggy at this point.
Was it effective in alleviating the pain?
Yes.
Okay. I was
just
curious.
Now. Yeah. It about at the end of the game, I started to think, you know what? I can write this column.
I can. Listen, if they're gonna dig deep,
if
Jeff Calkins can dig deep,
I can dig deep. And so I started feeling that, and it may have been when they went to Jonas for the and one that I said, you know what, damn it, I'm going to write this column. I got it.
Right side, Anderson. Grizzlies down one, into the lane, Valanciunas, through two defenders, lays it up and in, and gets fouled. Oh, what a move by Jonas Valanciunas from Lithuania with love again, right at Sacramento in the front of the iron. Jonas Valanciunas with the bucket and the foul.
The guy has been absolutely immense this year.
Little known fact, that was actually the working title of the last Bond movie.
From Lithuania
with
Love.
Yes, of course.
The guy has been absolutely immense this year. He is the... Can you count on anyone more than... He may not have been the best player this year.
But certainly he has been one of the most consistent.
He's the most reliable.
Yeah.
He does what he does almost every game.
Yes.
Like Ja is incandescent and is the leader of the team and is the most important player and all of those things. Ja can be one thing one night, and he is another thing another night. And honestly, both of these things could be brilliant. And then the next night, he could be off. Jonas just does what he does every single damn night.
Yes, he has had a remarkably consistent year and a remarkably good year.
More reliable than the Hernando de Soto bridge.
Well, I mean...
As it turns out.
Again,
I mean, the bridge put in a lot of good years.
Jonas is playing with a hurt back. You don't see him shutting it down, do you?
You don't see him shutting it down. No. Just tremendous.
Traffic still goes both ways with Jonas.
Exactly right. There is a... So that was awesome. And then by the time Dylan... Do I have the order right?
Yep.
I was a little confused.
Yep.
By the time Dylan really salted it away, I was committed to writing the column.
Key out to Metu. Right wing three try on the way is an air ball. Rebound grabbed by Anderson. Anderson to Morant. Morant up ahead. Brooks. Brooks into the lane. Lays it up. Lays it in. Strong move. Dylan Brooks. A great feed by Ja Morant. 114-110. A minute to go.
The final.
Can we also discuss that play real quick?
The air ball?
Well.
What? Oh, no, not that play.
Play. Right. Then the two passes. Holy risky.
Oh, totally risky.
Like
this whole learning
opportunity. We were watching it in our tent. We were watching it in our tent, and me and two guys look at each other. We're like, how the hell did they get away with that?
How was it being there on the banks of the Mississippi watching the Grizzlies?
Cold.
It was
cold.
This
is the coldest barbecue fest I can ever remember.
It was cold. Dylan Brooks ends up with 30. He took 28 shots. Like Dylan was, but he was immense. They would not have won that game without Dylan. He was tremendous. And Jonas Valanciunas with 24, Dylan with 30, and they're kind of they're the middle-aged guys on this team. And Kyle with the big,
they're the old men.
They're the old man, and Kyle with the three. Like those are the old dudes on this team, and they absolutely did what needed to be done. I don't know how many times Brevin and Pete said it. Like doesn't matter if you what it looks like, just got to get more points at the end. And this one literally, that is all. The only thing anyone cared about was setting up that game Sunday against Golden State and not playing everyone tonight.
Correct.
Against Sacramento. And they did it.
Yes. This was the classic example, who cares, just get one more point.
Who cares, just get, it was the most who cares, just get one
yes.
more point game that I can recall and sets up this biggest regular season game that I can recall. I then, at this point, was firmly committed to writing the column. I'll be honest. Don't think it's my best work. It doesn't have any psychedelic elements in it. Like I woke up this morning and I read it again just to make sure I hadn't, you know, gone off on a flight of fancy
right.
or something.
Right.
But because of the
one of your more surreal works.
Because of the highly powerful pain medicine, I was able to get through it and then it knocked me right out. Woke up this morning feeling like I'd slept for 47 years and ready to go. Setting up a totally meaningless game tonight and a critically important game.
Thank God for that.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Also, by the way, clinched the Grizzlies having a winning record.
Yep.
Which is not nothing.
No, completely agree.
The last time they did was... David Fizdale was telling us to take that for data.
Mm-hmm.
Or data. He was telling us to take that for
data. Take that for data.
It was that
They're
year.
They're not going to rook us.
That year was when the Grizzlies last had a winning record. Also, kind of an amazing deal. It is the first time this year that they have been four games over 500. And they have had their chances, by
yes.
the way. Here you go. They have never, before last night, before they got the victory last night, they had never been more than three games above 500 all season. They have been three games above 500 four previous times and failed to make it. They were 9-6. Then they lost four straight.
Yep.
They were 26-23 with an opportunity to go four games over, except they lost two in a row. They were 29-26, again, three games over. Then they lost two in a row. They were 31-28, three games over, and then they lost two in a row. So they break through, and they are now four games over 500. I wouldn't say it was fun, certainly for me. Certainly for me, it was no damn fun at all. But what'd you think?
I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. There's, I don't know, there was probably 20 of us last night. They're all huddled around this
like,
TV.
Yeah, and by the way, was everyone locked in or were most, like, how much?
I would say everyone got locked in starting, everyone was locked in starting, like, halfway through the third. And everyone kind of had that same, almost.
It was almost freaking disbelief.
Almost everyone in this tent is not only, like, lives here now, but is from here. So their entire life is with the Grizzlies. And there was definitely that element of, oh yeah, this makes perfect sense. They're gonna lose. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was that feeling weighing on everyone.
But that is, by the way, that is not like me and the Bills a historical legacy. It is a this year legacy.
Correct.
It's like we have learned some things about
Correct.
This year's team. That is what this year's team
Correct.
Does. Is it loses games it's supposed to win, wins games it's supposed to lose. They're going to make it difficult on themselves by losing this freaking game.
Yes, and most everyone in that tent is a fairly big basketball fan.
Okay, so people were locked in.
So people, the fourth quarter, it got, I mean, you're talking huddled around this TV, everyone hanging on every play. The one issue, though, was because the TV, we didn't have the sound on because we haven't wired it to go to the TV. We're just watching it. And so you had Jaws play the out-of-bounds play where we think, oh, they called a foul. No, they didn't call a foul. Now they're going to the replay. But everyone's like trying to figure out what's going on.
So you didn't learn that they had shrimp fettuccine.
Correct.
In
we did not know that they had shrimp fettuccine.
And you have cleared this up, right?
Exactly. Brevin did clear it up. It is
a purely an act.
You are 100%.
It's stand-up.
You nailed it.
As one great comedian to the next,
yes.
I knew it from the beginning.
Two of the finest improv minds of a generation.
Exactly right. I did not think it was the actual menu. I thought it was a beautiful shtick.
Yes.
And so you didn't hear about the shrimp Alfredo. You didn't know what was happening on that
no
replay.
No clue. And then we look up and see Sacramento's got the ball. And I will say that the mood in the tent was not great at that moment. It did not feel great. And then, you know, you look at, they got a couple of big stops that we hadn't really seen. And then, thanks to Sacramento, I thought the biggest play was when they just straight up threw it out of bounds, and then the Grizzlies turned it in.
Right.
Like, when they just straight up threw it out of bounds, it's like, okay, maybe this could happen.
All right, so it sets up this really significant game against Golden State. You win this game, and your next game will likely, you're the eighth seed as
Correct.
Opposed to the ninth seed. And we've said this a million times. But the difference is the eighth seed only has to win one game to get into the actual playoffs.
Yeah.
Just has to win the game. The 7 and 8 play each other. The 9 and 10 play each other. The 7 and 8, whoever wins that game. And right now it looks like it'll be the Lakers, but it doesn't. Laker could still have a chance to overtake Portland. It looks like it could be the Lakers. If you lose that game, you still have another shot because then you play the winner of the 9-10 game.
Correct.
If you lose to Golden State Sunday and you were in ninth, you then have to beat San Antonio, the 10th place team, and then you have to also beat the loser of the 7-8 game.
Correct.
It's a much more difficult path. And so this is a colossal opportunity. It is also, by the way, in and of itself, a great game on a big stage against Steph freaking Curry on national TV Sunday afternoon for something.
Yes.
Like it's that one of them will be the 8, one of them will be the 9. It is a colossal game, literally just on its own. And then what it sets up is if you can win that game and you can play the Lakers, that's another colossal game, which I think will be Tuesday, is my understanding.
Yeah, that sounds right. It's either going to be Tuesday or Wednesday. We know that.
Yeah, I think 7-8 is going to be Tuesday, 9-10 is going to be Wednesday, and then the next game is going to be Friday, is my prediction. But anyway, so two questions. Anyway, the NBA is going to allow the Grizzlies to win that game. Because if you are bent on conspiracies, and the NBA, let's be honest, gets more of those theories than anyone else. Like, whose lottery is supposed to be fixed? The NBA, right?
Sure.
Whose officials are the most in the tank for superstar teams? The NBA, right? Like, it is the most... We have more because it's the most star-driven league, and so it's believed that
in general, it's the most dramatic league. And so when you have the most dramatic and it's like the most theater-driven, yes, it's like that's...
And there's just... So the Grizzlies are standing in the way of a play-in game between Golden State and the Lakers, between LeBron and Steph. The Grizzlies have a chance to ruin that by getting in that play-in game themselves. Do you believe they can get a fair shake?
I think they're going to get a pretty good shake.
I do too, fundamentally.
Like, yeah, I will say this. Fine. I think another big deal this year is because we haven't had full crowds. Like, I'm a believer.
What's the crowd situation now at Golden State?
I want to say it's 30%.
You do wonder, by the way, with these new CDC regs. I know the Grizzlies were not planning on having dramatically more people for the playoffs. I don't know what's going to happen with the new CDC regs, basically saying you don't have to wear a mask. I mean, Joe Biden appeared at the microphone.
The message was from the...
Not wearing a mask for the first time. Like he always wears, he's been absolutely conscientious about he wears the mask and then whatever. And now, yesterday, walks to the... microphone, big smile, not wearing a mask. And so there's a very different messaging from the top. CDC, really, they finally let their recommendations catch up with science here. And so here we are, and I don't know how that's going to play out.
So it's 35%. On April 2nd, the state of California is allowing them to have 35%. I'm unclear, though, if yesterday changed anything. It's a little over 6,000 people, according to their website.
That's a real home court. It's not a deafening home court.
It's not a deafening home court. I do think the biggest difference that we've seen this year on the road, like there's been statistical studies that show home crowds affect officials.
Like, really?
Yes.
Well, yes. Okay, yeah.
And I think anyone with a brain would be like, okay, yeah, I get that.
Of course they do.
This year, I think it is. Yes. Just because the crowds haven't been as big right. And whatnot, like you just I just don't think it has been quite that big of a difference.
I think they'll get a fair shake.
I think Steph matters more than the officials.
That Steph gets calls.
Well, just in general, like how he's playing is insane.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, no, Steph, you know, and they're playing tremendously. You know, they just beat Utah, they just beat Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like you know, come on, man. So what else? Do we have an early line on that game?
I do not believe so.
Golden State should be, what do you think? 5.5?
Yeah, I would think. So. I was thinking somewhere in that 5-7 range.
The Grizzlies will be a substantial underdog in that
yeah.
game. And they probably should be. How big is it? The truth of the matter is, I'll have to go back and look at regular season games. The only reason you would say it is the most significant regular season game ever in Grizzlies history is I simply can't remember another one that was so black and white. Win it, this happens. Lose it, this happens. That's not what happens in the course of an NBA season, right? Having said that, there was at least one year. I mean, the Grizzlies have been fighting to get into the playoffs at the end of seasons before. And I presume there were some massive games in those fights to get into the playoffs. Not only that, like I don't typically... back when I was at the CA, the beat writer would travel on the road, but I didn't, because there's enough games. You just, you know, whatever. There are enough games at home to cover. You don't need to be at every road game, et cetera. But there was one season where the Grizzlies had a road trip to end the year, and every game was critical, and I went on the road with them. I remember, I think I was in Phoenix, I think I was in Dallas, because every game mattered. So there have been really critical regular season games before. I actually think the first playoff series that they ever got into, I think they might have clinched that with a win over the Kings, but was that their only opportunity, or could they win the next game? I think they could probably win the next game. I think when they got to 50, actually, they won, they got to 50, and then they went on a little bit of a losing streak.
Yeah, I had that season pulled up because I was
trying. Did they go on a losing streak after they got to 50?
They technically got to 49. They had a big winning streak to get to 49. They lost two, got to 50, and then they lost four to end the season.
Yeah, yeah. So that win to get them to 50.
Yes.
Wasn't that critical. So they had four more games after that, right?
Correct.
So that wasn't that
well,
critical.
I was trying to look up that
maybe
year.
Maybe the year that Mark was hurt, or there was a year where they really had to scramble to get in at the end, and it was, I don't remember what that. So there may have been other, if anyone can think of one, by all means, you can tweet us and let us know if there's been a bigger regular season game. We're not counting the play-in games, but it is a massive regular season game of the sort that you don't typically have. Win this happens, lose this happens.
The injury year, they ended the year on a four-game losing streak, but you may be referring to that Bulls. They beat the Bulls like 108-92. Because remember, they had, so by game 71, they won game 71. They then lose 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They lost 10 of 11.
Not the year that everyone was wiped out with injuries. Not that year. I mean, the year that Mark started the year by losing. There was we'll see if I can identify this. There were some, but I think just because of the clear up or down stakes.
I do not remember in my lifetime
a regular season game as significant as this.
Yes.
I don't think there is. I think it is the most significant regular season game in Grizzlies history. You can at me if you can come up with a bigger one. But it is a obviously a hugely important game. Let me ask you this. Which is bigger, this or Tigers versus Houston this past year? Memphis basketball, Tigers versus Houston.
I think you have to say this because of the stage. In the end, the NBA is a bigger stage, and you've got, if not the, you know, you basically, you're going up against the second biggest star.
It's funny, it doesn't feel as big.
I think that's because of the NBA. I think that's the nature of the NBA season.
Well,
this year.
Also think the stakes in that was Houston games felt like must wins. Like if you didn't win that game, you weren't going to make the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
This one is not must win. You win it, you lose it, you still got a chance.
You still have a chance
by Sacramento.
Yes.
So I don't know that it was as big as the Houston games. Which is bigger, this one or
How about
Memphis UCF in football? This is bigger than that.
I mean, I think it depends what your definition of big. When you ask me how big is
Memphis sporting event, I'm not talking about nationally. I'm talking about in Memphis, which is rousing the populace more, which is the bigger Memphis sports event.
Certainly on a stream and whatnot, the Grizzlies is resonating.
I'm not asking about Grizzlies generally speaking. Yes, I'm sure it's resonating. Oh, no, people are now really deeply engaged in this. I
think the
totally
problem with trying
that.
To compare it to
it's not as, okay, let me ask you this. The day of game day in SMU, this isn't as big as that, is it?
I think probably not. That's because that was a historic.
How about just the game part of that, though? Leave aside game day. The game part of that.
I think the game might be bigger than the actual game.
I think the game is probably bigger than that game. In the end, if they'd lost that game, you still would have had the game day stuff. You still had all of that. So, okay, which is bigger? This or the Cotton Bowl? The Cotton Bowl is bigger.
See,
not the game itself, but the event.
Okay. I was going to say,
the meaning of the event.
I think
Memphis
is
in the freaking Cotton Bowl.
Exactly.
It's the apex of that football program's
that
achievements.
That is a point in time.
This is to be eighth or ninth in the NBA.
Yes. Given the given the parameters of college football, you essentially achieved just about the most that you could actually achieve. And I do think that...
And something you never achieved before.
Correct. In this, the Cotton Bowl,
the Grizzlies haven't
symbolizes.
Been to the Western Conference
exactly.
Finals. All right. We're going to talk to Jason Smith about all this coming up next. If you like money, go to claimittn.gov. Claimittn.gov. Seriously, do this between now and when we come back to talk to Jason Smith. Because there's all kinds of money kicking around out there. Refund checks, you know, whatever. Some doctor's office owed you something. They overcharged you by $19 or $83. Or you forgot to close a bank account. Or there's some dividend check out there flying around. Whatever it is. Didn't get to you, ends up with the Tennessee Department of Treasury, and they want you to claim your money. You go to claimittn, claimittn.gov, type in your name, see if they owe you money. For me, it was $90. I got the $90. Live, prosper, no strings attached. Kind of stupid not to do it. Claimittn.gov. Between now and when we come back to talk to Jason Smith. After that, we'll be joined by Chris Harrington, Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Crime is continuing to skyrocket in the Mid-South, so are you ready to protect and defend yourself and your family? If you're ready to take your permit to carry class, go to the largest indoor gun store and gun range in the Mid-South, Top Gun Memphis. Sign up online at TopGunMemphis.com. If you need ammo or a new firearm, come on out to Top Gun Memphis. You can eat lunch or dinner at Ferguson's Barbecue and then shoot on the largest indoor gun range in the Mid-South. Your permit to carry classes available right now, TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com.
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovations. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mention that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
We've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their 5-star reviews on Facebook or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
BMW, Lexus, Mercedes, Audi, Lincoln, Infiniti, and tons of promo cash. All up for grabs in the $750,000 luxury car and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
I got Jeff Allen, the Kia man that'll make you happy, happy in your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff, what's the scoop?
The scoop is you got to get to Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah to get a 2021 Kia Forte for just $139 a month. Or how about a 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month, and a 2021 Kia K5 built in America, $199 per month. All 36-month leases and only $3049 due at signing.
Plus the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, and let's not forget West Memphis, Arkansas, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME358110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5 MG005197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license, with approved credit warranties, a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 5/31/21, dealer stock only.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out, but then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Hammering headaches?
Ow.
Aching muscles? Ah, ah. Put the squeeze on your tough pain with Goody's Cool Orange. The same fast-acting, powerful Goody's powder in a great-tasting cool orange flavor. Beat tough pain to a pulp with Goody's Cool Orange. Also, blast your pain away with Goody's Mixed Fruit Blast. Two flavors, tough on pain, tasty on your tongue. Ah, we made Goody's fast, Goody's delicious. All available at Walmart.
brought to you by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping, what's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's 0 fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Because of what just happened here, and I'll get to it in a minute, I know that we are emerging. That means you got to get yourself to, it's a beautiful weekend. Get yourself to Oak Hall. And get yourself some beautiful shorts. I've got some salmon-colored shorts. Whoever would have imagined that? Me in salmon-colored shorts. Beautiful, honestly. But you got all your barbecue fest now. You got your backyard barbecues and picnics. Masks are coming off. CDC says you don't have to wear masks anymore. You can go to weddings. I got one of those coming up. I think it's next week. Not mine. But for someone else. And it may be time to reach in that closet and pull out a sport coat. I did the other last week. And if you got one from Oak Hall, you look spectacular. Fit is beautiful. They take care of you. You haven't spent money on clothes in a year and a half. Get out there and freshen up and look your best as we all start to emerge. Oak Hall has been there for more than 100 years. They are there now. Get there this weekend and freshen up your wardrobe. Join now, and this is why I know we're emerging, in studio, Jason and John. Isn't there are we violating some rules here, some company regulations? We're all three of us in studio together.
That's right. I defer to the CDC, who yesterday, of course, told us that if we're vaccinated, we can be together indoors without masks.
You storm the studio.
That's right. That's right. Stop the steal.
And you're comfortable. You're sitting not 24 inches away from your partner, Jason.
John.
Wow. Oh, wow. Whoa.
Just spreading pathogens
Holy
all throughout the
crap.
State. It's nice to just be able to get each other that's regular sickness.
That's that vaccinated breath.
Yeah. That's right that there. Vaccinated
that,
breath.
That aerial spray.
Well, it's vaccinated always better. It's, you know, three's well, more than two.
Are you guys, like,
more
promoting
fun.
Your show here? Are you on a
well,
promotional
yeah, you know,
tour
you,
of your
you know
show?
You need to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, we'll get with you at 2 o'clock. Talk about sort
excited.
Of.
Excited. If that's okay. We're going to drop
absolutely.
By.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Promote
think
the show.
We may not have an avenue at 4 o'clock, but we'll worry about that later. Where we can, we're going to absolutely promote
you're
the show.
You're promoting the show. The show's, yeah. let me remind myself, it's Jason and John, 11 to 2.
That's
just
exactly
getting
right.
started.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
single
trying to get it off the ground.
Every,
right.
every single day. Yeah. As you know, I'm an avid listener. I text.
Thank you.
I text from drive-thrus. I text all. I text.
He does.
And you're on demand. You any day we would need to have you on.
Do I text more than anyone?
On.
Do you have and this? Am I your listener who has the most interaction with you during
you're
the course
our biggest
of the show?
Fan, yeah.
I think it's possible. I may be.
We have like Ahmad Ali. You know, Ahmad Ali usually hits us up.
Yep.
There are some haters that pretend like they don't listen, but always have something to say about our
great.
Segment.
Yep.
You know, which we appreciate. It's all the same. You know, but you're among the top. Yes.
We appreciate you for that.
So today you have Joe Theismann on to talk about the Aaron Rodgers situation.
Yes.
Do you remember though? You had him on because I'm an avid listener. I know this. You had him on. Maybe a month ago, and you tried to ask him about Deshaun Watson. he wanted nothing to do with that conversation. Like, nothing. John, I give it to you. Like, you gamely tried, like, two or three times.
He sure did.
He was, like, shutting it down. I'm not going into massages. I'm not doing it. I'm just not, as it were, touching that.
Yep. Yep.
But I think he'll be more comfortable there.
Yeah, I think he will. But, look, here's the thing. I was challenged, man, because, you know, Clay Travis always says the media never asked about Deshaun Watson, and I took that as a personal challenge.
What does that mean?
Clay
says they don't ask
Clay's
about Deshaun
thing
Watson.
Is that what was it? Yesterday it was like, and I don't follow him on Twitter anymore, but I did see somebody retweet that Tim Tebow is getting more criticism for the Jacksonville situation than Deshaun Watson is, which I have no idea if that's true or not. But so I wanted to ask that question.
I see. Yeah. I gotcha. So you're gonna have him. All right. I was asking this question. Which is bigger? This game against Golden State on Sunday or Memphis versus Houston in hoops?
Which is, I've infiltrated your segment, so you take this one.
Jason, throw that at me again.
Either of those Houston Cougar games at the end of the Memphis Tiger basketball season. Which game? Which I'm trying to see how big this is. Which is bigger, this one or Memphis versus UCF in football? Which is bigger, this one or the Cotton Bowl? Which is bigger, this one? Like, how big is this?
Penny Hardaway could have really used a tournament appearance last year. You know,
the stakes felt higher in that one. It felt more just, do right, or right, die. We, like, this one is an opportunity.
If the Grizzlies just blow this, whether it's not getting the eight or whatever it is, losing as 9-10 or losing straight two times as the eight, whatever it is, losing two times as the eight, you're probably okay. But either way, it's still disappointing ending.
Let's say they lose to Golden State and then they lose to San Antonio and they're done.
Disappointing ending, but so season still success, right? That's what you're still going to get. Team still ahead of schedule. You'll pull back to the big picture view. That's what will happen. If Memphis had beat Houston in either one of those games, there's a good chance that's the marquee win that Lenardi and those guys – basically, we're waiting on you to get, and you're in. And let's be real. We were saying Penny Hardaway getting a tournament appearance would have been very valuable. It's another reason why Penny is even saying, I got to get over the hump in year four. So it would have it puts you in a spot based on where they are in timelines, the program,
the
franchise.
That's exactly right.
It's still that I still got to go with Houston, Memphis. Either one of those probably would have put you in the tournament.
I would say definitely the second one. Because after, like, the Grizzlies can lose on Sunday and still have a way. Right, there's still a path.
Exactly, that's part of
to
it.
The playoffs. When the Tigers lost that second game to Houston, that was it. There was no path to the NCAA tournament.
Well, and I think Jason's point is, exactly
but even if they
right.
don't make it,
even in
right.
the end,
exactly.
still ahead of schedule.
It's the stakes of the season.
Yeah,
like this is a great opportunity because it's on a national stage. Everyone's going to be watching. It's against Steph, and I would argue that nationally, many more people will watch this game. I suspect. Jeffrey, do you think this is true? More people will watch this game than watch Memphis versus Houston in basketball.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course, right? So it's a bigger national stage and all of that. But in terms of for a Memphis sports team.
Right. Importance to that team at that time.
Like this season's a success no matter what, whereas everything was riding on Memphis versus Houston. So I think from a Memphis perspective, that game was a bigger basketball game. Than this game.
It's funny.
And in fact, either of those.
Everybody's already counting. I mean, nationally, they're already looking forward to Lakers and Golden State.
Do you think so?
Yeah, what are you talking about? If you listen to national radio, that's all. It's in a.
Well, why wouldn't they, right? I mean, it's LeBron Steph.
It's already been assumed that Golden State's going to beat Memphis on Sunday, and it's
Memphis
done deal.
Memphis stands in the way of that, obviously.
What the NBA wants.
The Grizzlies
come on.
Stand in the way of that. They can ruin that. We don't know for sure it's going to be the Lakers. The Lakers still have an opportunity.
That's very
possibility.
True.
Have an opportunity to get up to six. But it looks likely it'll be the Lakers.
Right.
And obviously the NBA wants Steph versus LeBron Tuesday night.
That's why it will be LeBron versus Steph on Tuesday night.
Do you believe that?
Oh, 100%. Yes. It's just like that's the –
Wait, no, I don't mean because the Grizzlies won't play well. You think they will get the shaft Sunday?
Some way. Yes, I do. Yes. There will be a call.
Well, how does that work? You're an official. What are you, you don't believe there's a memo that goes out. You don't believe there's any.
It's just subconscious bias.
And there will be a call and Memphis will get screwed. Do you also believe that?
It's the star. It's like the Steph Curry. Steph's going to get calls, whereas Ja and the Grizzlies will not.
Okay. Can they overcome that? Yes. In the end, you can beat the hell out of a team such that it doesn't matter. Right? I mean, you can. You can make the calls not matter. No.
You blowing them out?
Not blowing them out, but you can beat them.
What are you talking about? On the road, at their place, in a game that matters against three times.
And I realize Grizzlies been one of the best road teams in the league, quite frankly. They're up there with the elite in terms of amount of road wins. I think it's a 20. But come on, this is a Golden State team that's been home for, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks? They're super comfortable. Like, that's, you know, they're not going to.
Okay, those are the competitive reasons. I mean, that Golden State will be favored. We were, you know, 5.5 points or something. They should be heavy favorites. A, they've been playing well. B, they're rested. See, they've been they're at home, and D, okay, the NBA's in the tank for them. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that means you can't upset the apple cart. No, I don't know.
It will take, and he appears to be ready for this. I think monstrous game from Jonas Valanciunas, who could have that. No, I mean it. If you slow that thing down, can you not? What have they got inside for him? You need a monster Jonas Valanciunas game, and then Ja's got to be aggressive from start to finish.
You need Dylan to shut down Steph.
Which is another reason you need this. You had to win last night to get this rest to go do it. Ja is worn the hell out. Dylan, he won't say, but he's got to be worn the hell out by the way he's going. My gosh, those guys needed, if you're going to give yourself that chance to be that team on Sunday, you needed this rest tonight. That's why I don't know why anybody's tripping about who's playing today. I know Taylor Jenkins, we hadn't thought about that yet. We hadn't quite got it.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe that?
It's smart to rest. No. You
think Taylor Jenkins knows what they're going to
do? Jason has tickets tonight for the game.
Do you have tickets for tonight?
Yes.
Oh, God forbid.
Well, I blew it. I thought Utah and Phoenix would step up against Golden State, and Friday would mean a lot more than it. Tonight would mean a lot last week.
He gambled.
I took a gamble.
Okay, so how do you feel about it? Do you want him to play 5 minutes or not at all? Like, do you want John to step on the court?
We're going to be giving them away on the show.
Oh!
It's
a promotion.
Exactly.
You're going to be giving them away on the show.
Well, in fairness, Jason has been.
Where are they?
Within my Ticketmaster account, they'll be transferred.
No, but where are they seats?
Oh, they're great. They're Pinnacle seats, at least. And they're row A. Row A and Pinnacle.
Row A, yeah, Pinnacle seats. Yeah. Okay, have you decided how you're going to give them away?
Not yet.
There'll be a contest.
I just decided this morning I'm going to be giving them away.
he's salty about it.
And it's not so much who's going to be playing tonight, because I had already come to that. We'd already said that on the show, that you're not going to get you're not going to get the starters if they win on Thursday. It's because Son screwed up, and so he's got to be punished.
Oh,
yeah. This was going to be his first game.
Do you want
all that kind of stuff?
What did he do?
He lied.
He lied.
What did he lie about?
His conduct at school.
Oh, no.
And so,
school. The cover-up's always worse than the crime.
And as a listener, Jeff, I know you know this.
Yeah.
Our listeners do. I blew it in terms of Chris's last punishment with Dave and Buster's, wanting to meet his friend, Gabe Sane, and he had screwed up beforehand. I still let that go down. All of our listeners, terrible parent. You're a terrible parent. You should have done it this way. And so I have learned from my own mistakes. And we're going to swallow the note, right? Instead of going back trying to recoup some of the money and trying to sell,
is going to be a great show. We're going to have.
And we're going to give some lucky listener, a chance to at least sit in a good seat tonight.
Oh, exactly.
It's
free.
Free. They're going to be free. So free. Who's not going to take free?
When did the transgressions happen?
This morning. I found out about it this morning in the dang drop-off line.
Found out about it in the drop-off line?
Yeah.
Nothing worse.
The teacher told
and
you?
Jeff, totally ambushed. You get all the goods. That's what you're so good at. This was going to be saved for our show, but It's already there. It's already all out there. And you've got many more listeners than we do, so maybe maybe some will come over. But this is what it is. Very
this is
simple.
Why we're doing this.
Very simple to understand. Every day, the apple, there's five apples on this page, this conduct page, is colored, okay? And purple and blue are good.
Right.
Green's just okay. And in this case, Chris has been getting greens for about the last 2 weeks. But when he gets when he gets in the car, and I've been asking, we ask him every day, man, been telling me he's getting blues and purples. So today, and I should do this every day now that I see my son as a damn liar, I opened up his folder to look myself. I've been taking his word for it.
Right.
Man, it's greens where he said there are blues.
Oh.
I turned around. I've never been so let down. I said, Chris, in this case, John, I kept my head. I didn't get out of slow to anger because I'm trying to learn from last time.
That's right.
I looked at him and was like, you lied to me. Like, did you? He said, I lied.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't even have to push the little sucker. He just broke down. that he had been lying. And
like George
again,
Washington.
It's not just one time. He kept, I mean, he had done this after school on at least three or four occasions. Told me I had blue when the dude's got green.
Oh, no.
Think he had, again, coming to the conclusion that, well, my parents don't check this thing anymore.
Right.
He's, I can
he's
tell him whatever.
The system.
He's seven. So
wow.
I got to put my foot down.
Just wait till he can drive a car.
And as a result, yes, so some listener's going to be going free tonight.
Have you told him
to
yet that he's not going to the
no,
game?
No, and I'm going to drop it on him after.
But it is true, you know, that at some point you have to say you cannot think you're going to get away with this.
Last time I still let him go to Dave and Buster's despite his transgressions. You know, he was just talking a little uppity.
Right.
So we
you make him sound
off.
Like Tiger Woods, man. He's 7 years old. I mean, transgression.
I use the word transgression.
I don't think Tiger
was just using.
I don't think Tad, Tiger's dad never let him feel that entitled, at least while he was.
Fair enough.
Now,
mine,
but
you're
talking about a 7-year-old's transgressions.
Mine's
man.
Out of control. Clearly.
Out of control.
And so, yeah, I'm gonna drop it on him after school, man.
Mind about the color of his apples.
Yeah, no iPad, no Switch after school. It's gonna be a rough day for Chris when he finds out. I think because he was still excited. Chris knows the score that the Grizzlies probably. They're going to play the backup tonight.
But he's still
tonight.
Going.
And he was excited because it's his first game of the season. He had done it all COVID year. We'd explained to him no streamers. He's still excited.
Love.
Hey, you can bring your food, whatever, down
your
seat.
But it's because, quite frankly, the last time, he didn't necessarily feel
the
hammer.
I've got to do a better job, clearly, of parenting. And so this is part of that. That's why our listeners, in this case, we joke about, it's because he screwed up. Not just to try to get people to listen to our show.
Well, I think it'll have the desired effect. He ain't gonna lie about his conduct no more. I can promise you that.
I do believe he is not. Did he used to, by the way, get that purple and?
Oh yes.
Blue?
I mean, believe me,
you
he's
know,
had a great year.
Let's be
and,
honest.
And they've
it's
been
the,
through
this is
so
the
much.
Time of year,
but I can't go soft.
This is the time of year when people are getting green apples. It just is. Like everyone's done with it. You know what I mean? Like look at you two. You two would get green apples for your performance in here.
I think we'd have blue or purple.
You came in together. The regulations have not changed.
Yeah, we might get orange or red.
CDC.
You might get an orange
CDC
or red
regulations.
Apple. Yeah, but the Entercom regulations have not yet changed.
Odyssey.
I'm going to have to give
now
you
Now you're
going to
get written up.
I'm going to have to give
now
you.
Now you get an orange bowl.
A damn green apple for, are we not Entercom anymore?
No,
we're Entercom.
We're Odyssey.
It's Odyssey, brother.
Oh, the whole thing is no longer even called
Entercom. There's a sheet right there.
I know the app is Odyssey, but like literally Entercom
doesn't
exist.
They changed the name of the company.
Oh, I didn't know that,
too. Yeah. So just best to, just eject right now from
just
the conversation.
The
you can't salvage this.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm going to get a green apple.
Yeah, you're absolutely going to get
but
a green
apple. But I'm going to tell Dan I got a blue apple.
Yeah. Yeah,
purple
you guys
apple.
Are both fathers. You more experienced. You can't still let him go to the game, right? No.
It is,
and especially based on the way the last
is,
time.
Right, I think that's right. But
I got to drop the hammer.
It is really hard to punish your kids.
Oh, believe me, I've been there. Yeah, I'm the one that's
it is
tough
really
enough.
Hard to punish your kids.
Aren't you punishing yourself in some way, too?
It's kind of a softy.
When you punish your kid, you're kind of punishing yourself. Like, if you ground your kid when they're 12 years old, like that means like they're stuck at the house with you, too. You know,
I guess you just see them unhappy the whole time, and they've done. You know, it's
got to happen though.
We all want our kids to be happy, right? And so, it's tough to punish them.
I'm gonna be very bad at this. I'm gonna be very bad.
She's gonna have you wrapped around her.
Yeah,
finger.
Like it's gonna happen. And I've already explained to Sam like you're gonna be the bad cop in this whole deal because I'm not gonna be able to do it. I don't have the conviction.
All right. Well, this is gonna be one heck of a Jason and John show. 11-2.
Yeah.
You're gonna have Joe Theismann on there.
Yes.
Comparing his break to the Bridges break,
and
which is
we'll,
more
we'll
clean
give away
through.
The tickets. We have no idea what time
be
it'll be.
Giving
though.
Away
it
tickets.
Could be any time. It could be in hour one. It could be hour two.
Do you,
it could be hour
John,
three.
John, do you think, by John. The way, do you think anyone they're going to set foot on the court? Like who's playing tonight?
Oh, it's Killian Tilly and the crew,
it'd be
right?
The Memphis Hustle, yeah.
I mean, that's really who's going to be.
I think they signed Trayson Burrell.
anybody almost that can help you on Sunday, I'm sitting today.
The whole time, not 5 minutes.
It'll be the do they.
Certainly Dylan.
Tim Frazier.
Yeah, Tim Frazier's going to be out there.
Well, that's true. But will D'Anthony Melton be out there? They got to play someone. Like they
I mean,
gotta,
sure.
You're going to have somebody like that.
I mean, you're not.
That's a rotate,
who's
right?
Who's not playing at all?
Dylan
Brooks is not playing. Why do you need to play Jonas?
Yeah.
You don't.
Jonas has
sit
a bad
down.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right, let him rest.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay,
nice
man.
To see you both together again.
Great to see you.
Chris Harrington coming up next. Jeff Dawkins for 93.9 FM ESPN.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. Yeah. New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it. I love my Charmin.